some signs of weakness from the economy as inflation stays flat and retail sales fall. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. Consumer prices were unchanged in June from the previous month and up just 1.6% from the year before. That's according to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index. Core prices, excluding volatile food and energy, were up 1.7% from the same time last year. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial in New York and joins me now. So, Chris, the Fed wants to see more like 2% inflation. How does this news affect the thinking about future interest rate increases?
I think it really complicates the rate decision, frankly. Up until now, and this includes testimony yesterday in front of the Senate, Yellen made a strong case that weak inflation is transitory. But it's getting increasingly difficult, I think, to make that case. Luckily for the Fed, they don't necessarily have to decide for quite a while. Their next big move, expected in September, which is the next press conference, is to start reducing the balance sheet.
And remind us what this balance sheet refers to and why they're ready to start tapering.
After the financial crisis, the Fed bought almost $4.5 trillion worth of bonds to help the economy. Now they've decided it's time to start letting them go. They are likely to start in September by letting the first few billion in bonds mature and allowing the private sector to come in and finance those activities.
And they'll pause on interest rate increases to see how the market responds to that?
Well, that's exactly right. In the beginning, it's going to be absolutely tiny. We're talking $4 billion in mortgages, $6 billion in treasuries each month for 3 months. Just to give you an idea, the household sector alone invests in something like $1 trillion in bonds every year. So a few billion should be absorbed pretty easily.
So we also had retail sales figures out this morning, down for a second month. What's going on there?
It's widespread weakness is the theme there, especially department stores, sporting goods stores, restaurant sales were bad. The only category now that has an unbroken string of wins since the beginning of the year is internet sales. Again, the Fed described weakness in consumption in the first quarter as transitory, but now that we've got the full second quarter in hand, first quarter retail sales grew at a 4.25% pace. Retail sales in the second quarter grew only 1%.
All right, Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Thanks.
Thank you, Amy.
The FBI may be one step closer to having a new leader after President Trump's nominee Christopher Wray appeared at a Senate confirmation hearing this week. Wray's selection comes after Trump fired former FBI Director James Comey in the midst of an investigation into Russian meddling in the last election. While big cases like that make headlines, the FBI dedicates most of its resources to fighting crime at the regional and local levels. Jimmy Jenkins explains how that work is affected when the agency's top job is open.
The FBI has 56 field divisions across the country. Tucked away in an industrial park on a desert campus near the outskirts of town is the Phoenix Bureau.
You don't have any gun size, pepper spray, no weapons of any sort?
Inside past security, a new picture hangs on the wall. Acting Director Andrew McCabe has replaced former director James Comey. But Special Agent in Charge Michael DeLeon says, on the ground, not much has changed. Because of the location here in the Southwest, DeLeon says the Phoenix Division frequently ends up working with state and local agencies as well as other nations.
We have 22 tribes here in the state of Arizona with numerous reservations, and of course we also have Mexico to our south.
The tribal agencies lean on the FBI because they lack the adequate resources to patrol their vast jurisdictions, and sometimes the bigger urban departments need an assist from the feds too. For more than a year, a serial shooter terrorized the streets of Phoenix.
As many as 10 homicides in the valley were linked to that, and we had not much to go on other than a description or perhaps a vehicle.
Phoenix Police Sergeant Vince Lewis says his department turned to the FBI for access to its nationwide database, generating more than 30,000 tips that led to an arrest this year.
FBI helped our detectives meticulously comb through and look for those nuggets that were crucial in helping us to identify and arrest a suspect in that case.
The Bureau also works closely with one of the biggest businesses in the Southwest, the defense industry. Michelle Hart is with Nammo Tally, an arms company in Mesa, Arizona.
Defense contractors in the United States are magnets for various bad actors and nefarious individuals, and even foreign agents.
The FBI helps the company sort out real clients from attempts at state and corporate espionage. Special Agent DeLeon was appointed by James Comey, but he's always reported to McCabe, so he says it wasn't an interruption to the chain of command.
We have not missed a beat. We won't miss a beat. And I will say this, that former Director Comey would be upset with us if we did miss a beat.
The new director will inherit an agency with a budget of more than $9 billion. In Phoenix, I'm Jimmy Jenkins for Marketplace.
The two big fantasy sports companies, DraftKings and FanDuel, have called off their proposed merger. Last month, federal regulators sued to block the deal over concerns the combined company would control more than 90% of the daily fantasy sports market, which allows customers to compete using imaginary rosters of real-life athletes. It's a more than $3 billion a year business. I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.